My guest at this time is Texas Republican Congressman Louie Gohmert. He represents the Lone Star State's 1st Congressional District. He is also a member of the House Judiciary Committee and a former judge in the state of Texas. We want to get his thoughts now on an emerging issue of great concern to not only members of Congress, but military families around the country. And Congressman, it's always good to have you with us. Sir, you've also spoken out in recent days about the scandal at the VA Medical Center in Phoenix, where a bunch of executives now are on administrative leave as a result of a secret waiting list on which some veterans were kept and they were denied treatment for up to 200 days at least. 40 of them now are believed to have died due to the fact that they did not get that treatment. How wide-ranging is this? Is this a one-hospital location? Are you getting evidence that it goes beyond that? What's the status of this right now?
Well, I'm constantly checking with the veterans in my district. We have a tremendous number of veterans in Texas and East Texas. And some say they don't like the VA facilities they go to. They'd rather just get a card and go to any hospital. Others like what they have. But it is clear there is a systemic problem with the Veterans Administration, and it didn't just all of a sudden crop up under this president. President Bush started making some inroads, and this president has made some efforts, but the fact is the buck does stop with the top commander over all of our armed forces and over all executive branch activities. If the president wanted to make this as much of a central issue as he has this climate change issue that allows the government to take over more people's property and their rights and their lives, then we'd get the VA fixed very quickly. But apparently this climate change that was global freezing back in the 1970s, and then global warming, and then when it quit warming, now it's climate change. That apparently is a much bigger issue to this administration than helping those who laid down their lives and put themselves in danger for the good of the country.
Two major veterans organizations, including the American Legion, have called for the resignation of Veterans Affairs Secretary Eric Shinseki. Do you concur with that?
I think that General Shinseki has tried to do a appropriate job. I know he cares about veterans, but when you have a team that is just performing poorly across the board, except for a few exceptions, then I think it's time to get a new coach. It's time for him to step down, get somebody in who will have the free rein to get the VA running as it should, and not just as another Obamacare facility.
You gave an interview a few days ago on Fox in which you made the comparison between the veterans hospital system and what we're likely to experience, in your estimation, through the full implementation of the new health care laws under this president. You basically say there's rationing there. There's going to be rationing for everybody else under Obamacare.
Right.
Talk about the link and how, if there is a way to avoid that.
Well, and some in America say we don't have to worry about repealing Obamacare because socialized medicine falls of its own weight. But that's not true. Socialized medicine never falls of its own weight. You see what's happening in the VA is what will happen to any socialized medicine system, and it's what will happen with Obamacare, more and more government takeover. And so the way it avoids going broke, you put people on lists the way the VA does, and so it doesn't go broke. You just don't give them the treatment they need if you don't have the funding and the backing. And so, therefore, you have people dying, waiting to get the treatment they need, or having to live in horrible pain because they can't get a hip replacement or a knee replacement. They have a terrible quality of life because they can't get the help they need. But the system doesn't go broke. It just puts more Americans either at risk of death or at risk of misery while they're living. That's why we need to reform health care, but we need to get rid of Obamacare once and for all.
Last question for you, sir. Some Democratic critics of your comments and other comments along those same lines have said, look, the VA has been a mess for a long time, even under Republican administrations. And so
yep.
I'm guessing that would probably feed into your same argument. But what's your solution specifically for the vets?
If we got a majority of veterans to say, I'd rather just have a card that says I'm a veteran and I can walk into any clinic and any hospital and get the care, then that would probably be the best thing to do for our veterans. If there are veterans, if there are VA clinics or hospitals that are performing above standard, then leave those open for veterans. But I think we need to move toward those who are getting substandard care as veterans, having a card and being able to go wherever they want to get their health care.
Congressman, we'll leave it there. Thank you, sir, as always, for your time.
Thanks so much, Greg.
You bet. Texas Republican Congressman Louie Gohmert represents his state's 1st Congressional District, member of the House Judiciary Committee, a former judge in the state of Texas. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WND.com.